Hi, welcome everybody to the October 4th use case realization call. Today we have the CPS, the Configuration Persistence Service team with us today, and they're going to be giving an SCMP demo. So there is today's page here. Okay. okay, we're just getting started here and people are joining. And who is do I need to promote?
Neef will do the extra presenting.
Okay, may co-host.
I will do the talk over.
Okay, I've made you both co-hosts. So are you guys ready? I'll stop sharing if you are.
Yeah, Neef, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, take it away.
My screen's now, sorry, 1 second. Yep, okay. You're all set up, Neef, yeah? And I start. So thanks, Ben, for hosting our demo today. We worked together in the beginning on the CPS. Sorry, can you go back to the... Sorry, the slide is right, apologies. I might just get control of Neef's screen so I can change the pages myself. Apologies, should have done that first. Okay, so today we're showing the demo that we've recorded for Istanbul, mainly showing off the DMI model sync and pass through and temporal queries. Now, I know not everybody on this call has been maybe up to date with the CPS project. Let me see now if we can change. Oh, sorry, yeah, just a bit of a delay there. Hopefully it didn't change twice now. Just to remind people, the Configuration Persistence Service is a model-driven data persistence service to persist any young modeled data. So, and these models can be loaded at runtime. So the idea is at runtime, you can add more data models and persist data and query data for them. So NCMP, the Network CM Proxy, this is a specific use or an extension of the Configuration Persistence Service aimed towards storing the data in the ONAP network. So it uses a specific database entry in CPS, and the idea is that it monitors the nodes that get added and that you can query them without knowing the ins and outs of CPS Configuration Persistence Service itself. It uses another component, what we call the DMI, the Data Model Inventory, which consists of a plugin and some parts of NCMP for registering the nodes and being aware where they are, which models they have, etc., etc. Finally, we also will show you another extension of CPS called CPS Temporal. So this is the extension of CPS that keeps track of changes in, you can configure it in which databases you want to track changes, and then you can do time-based queries on that data. So we'll show you a little example of that later on. So the agenda for today, I'll first just give you an overview of how the environment is deployed on a laptop. Today we will show a recorded video, but normally we do this live, and this is the configuration used for it. So I'll give an overview of the model sync. What does it entail? What exactly happens during that? Because it actually only takes a few seconds to run, but I'll show you what exactly happens during those seconds. Then the pass-through use cases or read and write use cases, what they entail exactly. So during the demo, we'll register two nodes. One node has a small additional model for write use cases specifically. We demonstrate CPS temporal queries. We'll show a client endpoint for fetching the models on a CM handle or a network function. It's basically in CPS, in NCMP, that's called a CM handle. We'll show the read pass-through use cases or config all. And we show read and write pass through running data use cases or config equals true. Then we'll conclude the demo, and then we'll show you the plans for Jakarta. So Neef, if you want to, and finally we have some time for questions. Neef, if you want to swap over to the, no, apologies, I'm ahead of myself. Sorry, Neef, go back to the presentation. So the local environment setup. So as I said, normally we run this on a laptop using a Docker environment, which includes CPS NCP with its Postgres database. It has the DMI plugin, CPS Temporal with its timescale database, which is also Postgres, by the way, SDNC with its Maria database, and two NetConf PMP simulators. Just in a graphical overview of the same. So the CPS team manages these three blue boxes, really. So it's CPS and NCMP, or with its Postgres database, then the DMI plugin for communicating to SDNC, and then at the same time, CPS Temporal is listening to change events over the Kafka bus. So there's SDNC and the NetConf plugins, which are not part of CPS ecosystem itself, but that's what we connect to. Okay, the model sync overview. So in this picture, you can see an instance of CPS NCP with two nodes already attached to it. The DMI plugin is the entry point there. So imagine we add a new node, XNF3. The DMI plugin, let's see, I've lost control there, 1 second. Yeah, the DMI plugin informs NCP of the new handle. And NCMP will add that to its inventory table. Then it will request all the module references using the DMI plugin. And the DMI plugin forwards that request using SDNC to the actual node. And similarly, the response is transported back to NCMP. So using the list of module references, NCMP will work out which modules it already knows about and which ones are missing or new. So in this case, only module AB version 2 is new to the system. So NCP goes back to the DMI plugin and requests the young resource for that particular module, which is then sent back up to the stack. And NCP will store that in the schema set table. In the meantime, over the Kafka bus, CPS Temporal has been listening to changes specifically in the inventory table, and it's been recording those change events. So that was the model sync overview. Then just a quick explanation of pass-through. So currently we finished we've completed the synchronization of the model, but we haven't completed yet the data sync. In Jakarta, that's what we will be working on. So that means that currently we cannot query the cache data, but NCMP has an option using exact same interface, just a different data store is called to access the data on the node itself. There's two variations there, pass through operational, which will include all content, or config true and config false. And then we also have the pass through running data store, which is the config true part of the data, and that's for read and write use cases. So now we'll start the demo. I'll first show you where the demo is located. I'll send a link later in the chat. Actually, if you wouldn't mind going to the website, the wiki page, Niamh, apologies. Yeah. So we have a wiki page where we record all our demos, and the latest one is there as well. So there you can download this demo and also this presentation if you want to look at it again. And as I said, I'll forward the link in the chat later. So now if you want to start playing the video, Niamh. So this is the part one, the model sync. So first look at the database, the original database content. Initially, it already contains some information, especially the modules and the data for the inventory. And also the CPS Temporal has some initial data. First, we'll have a look what is available in RESTconf. So actually a RESTconf command to see what nodes are mounted. So we have a PNF demo 2 with its addressing details, and a PNF demo 1. This is using the standard SDNC or RESTconf interface still. Now we're going to try to register. We first try a negative scenario where we try to register a node that hasn't been mounted, PNF demo without a number. So there's the plugin handle, sorry, the plugin request with a body for that non-existing we get an error there, and it's, I should post that for error that it doesn't exist, and it's wrapped in a 500 error that goes back to the client saying what the problem was. So now we're trying to sync the PNF demo one that completed successfully. So if we switch to SQL, we can see what's called in CPS Core an anchor. That's the same as seam handle in NCMP for the new entry, a schema set, and quite a few new young modules, about 20 young modules that were all on that node or that node users. And we can also see the entries in the Temple DB about the changes. Now we're going to mount the second. Sorry, not mount. We're going to register the second node, PNF demo 2, which has basically one more module. So that, again, completed successfully. So we yet have another anchor. We have another schema set. But if we look at the young resources, there will be only one new young resource. There comes up number 27 there in the list highlighted there. Because that was the only difference. And again, CPS Temple has taken note of the fact that there has been a change in that table as well. Now we'll try the first client-facing endpoint really here. So this is the NCMP interface. We pass on what we call a seam handle, PNF demo 2. And the resource we're referring to is modules. So we send that request to the DMI plugin. The DMI plugin will, in this case, use CPS Core because this data is cached in CPS Core. It uses the model information stored in CPS Core to retrieve this list of modules that is used by this particular handle. Now, we also do a query on CPS Temple here. So you've seen the entries already raw in the database. Now we're going to use the REST endpoint for CPS Temple, where we specify the data space and table name, etc. And we ask a history of that table. And when we send that, CPS Temple will show us the events that is recorded at with the relevant timestamp and the values before and after the changes. Takes a minute to come up. So there's the data about our events with the timestamps and the nodes that have been added. Okay, that's complete the model sync demo. Now we're going to show some pass-through use cases. So first we use pass-through operational to get some data about the network monitoring on this particular simulator. So in this case, the request comes into NCMP, which forwards it to the correct DMI plugin. And then that goes to SDNC, and then the response goes back. So as you can see here, we get quite a bit of data back, the completed model, basically, or the data for that model. Next, what we'll do is for pass-through use cases, any parameters that are supported by the underlying technology, in this case, SDNC and RESTConf, they can simply be added and NCP and DMI will forward those parameters. So here we're adding a fields parameter to specify a specific part deeper down the tree that we want to filter on, that we want to get the data back for. Not too familiar with this model, but we have some locations here, and the location for all of them is just netconf. Now we can change the fields parameter to include the whole schema by simply removing the location there and fire up the request again. And then we get an output that's very similar to the first output without any parameters, showing us pretty much all the data that route. Apologies for the delay. It was actually a bit slower when we were recording it than normal. So another parameter that supported by SDNC RESTConf is depth. So again, we can just add that parameter to the URL using the same options as before, data stores, path to operational, and in this case, a depth of 4. This will look very much like the original output, but there is actually some data missing under the schema. There was location there before. And what we'll do next is there's no location there or data at the moment there. If we change the depth to 5 and run the request again, you will see that the data come back has an extra layer of information, basically an extra depth there. So now we can see the location information again. So it's just proving that the parameters in the pass-through scenarios are, as the name suggests, pass through the underlying technology, and if the parameters are supported, the result will be affected by them. Now, finally, we'll create some data. So we're going to the pass-through running data store, which has config true data and that we can write to. So in this case, we use our own additional model that we had to create, actually have some writable data, and we're going to add a book in a book category. So we post this to NCMP, which in turn will send it to DMI, which in turn will send it to the node using SDMC RESTConf. And we get a 201 response data saying that one record has been created. And then finally, we simply read that same data using the pass-through running data store again. And there we can see the data. Let's come back. That concludes our demo. If you don't mind switching back to the presentation, thank you. Just a quick overview of our current plans for Jakarta. They're still being negotiated, we're still gathering requirements. But as we mentioned, data sync obviously needs to be added now to complete the full sync of the node. Then we'll also, at the moment in the demo, we used a REST endpoint to register a new handle, a new node. But we really want to use ANI to do this instead. We already, did an investigation. This is relatively easy to extend and start listening to those events instead of the REST endpoint that we've shown before. Of course, when we have the data synced, we have new data stores, and we're going to have NCMP operational to read from the cached data. But apart from that, it will use exactly the same syntax as before. Things that we're still thinking about, but still haven't quite decided the priority yet or the scope of Jakarta, things like access control, bulk operations, finer-grained update methods, more advanced queries. The last two are really driven by the use cases. For instance, we are talking and meeting quite regularly with the end-to-end slicing use case that are using these tools, and they sometimes have demands for new update methods or more advanced queries. And one of the reasons we're here at this meeting is to kind of promote our project and to publish it, make people aware of it. So if there's any other users here or that you're aware of that might be interested in using this, then we're open for requirements. I'll put up the link shortly to this demo, and then if you go up from that page, you'll see our developers page and our project page for communicating with us. Okay, so are there any questions about this demo? If not, I just want to thank Ben for hosting us today, and word back to
Ben. Yeah, thank you. So have you interfaced with other teams that are, are going to use this? Is it?
We have had some preliminary contacts in Honolulu, but apart from the end-to-end slicing and also the Sun, which is pretty much the same team as my understanding, nobody's actually actively using us in the OWNUP community. No.
Yeah, those are the two teams that I'm aware of that are certainly the most active.
Yeah.
But there's also lots of use cases too that maybe you need to actively reach out to instead of passively reach out to. You know, the mailing list for the UCR team is like 200 people. And so it reaches a lot of people, but and I don't know who on the call are maybe working on other use cases. I see some people are, but mostly it's like the CBS team. You know, the things like the intent-based networking team, I would expect to probably leverage CPS certainly and would want to.
Sorry, what team did you mention that, Ben?
The intent-based, the IBM intent-based networking team. I would expect to be.
Remember you mentioned them before,
Yeah, they're certainly going to be a customer of CPS for sure. And they've even had it on their slides and stuff and their demos. You can look at their overview talks and stuff.
I'd also expect that there would be some pushback from topology, from an AI perspective. So when people are asking to store data that isn't topology in AI, they should be referring. That was one of its reasons for being in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, maybe the thing is, how do you socialize new stuff, right? I mean, the use case realization call is meant to be one of those platforms to socialize things like exactly like this. And also, you can also point people like the intent-based team, networking team, and the vertical industry management team to, which I also expect to be a customer of CPS. To this video too, right? So eventually they can come to this as they're trying to ramp up.
I wonder if that's happening a bit, Ben, that certain projects have also kind of penciled in on, but maybe they're not actually to the stage yet where they really start interfacing with us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I also expect the 5G, a good example of that is the 5G ops team, right? So I expect the 5G ops team to really, they're still just in the sort of early planning, learning phase and stuff. So I certainly expect them to also be a customer as well. Eventually, they have a pretty ambitious agenda, right? but they're going to be probably more. They'll have more. I think a more solid use case in Istanbul or Kyoto. But certainly, I think the vertical industry team, vertical industry management, and the intent-based networking team, those are two teams that I think would benefit from listening to this and maybe probably, you know, meeting or interacting with the team more. And you might want to reach out to some of the people there, I think.
I might contact you for the exact names, but as far as you know, they are aware of this project and.
They're aware of CPS in general, but it is true that there's three projects actually. Two are intent-based networking projects. One will I think work closely with CPS, and the other I think is an evolution of one of the other components in ONAP. And then the vertical industry team, I also, you know, the presentations there are, I've also invited them to use case realization calls, and they have also given overview talks. So you might want to also, you know, listen to those, and you can see where they, on their slides, they show CPS as well. So,
And they're in various stages
of development. Some are much further along of the three. Some are further along than others. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, and as Tony said as well, there might be people that are watching this as a recording, so maybe we'll
absolutely
get some more feedback later.
Yes.
You publish this on your page as a recording. I might just include that link on our page as well of our demo recording. So I'll just send you the link there on the chat. So maybe you want to include it in your.
People like Yao Guang Wang, Lei Huang, Huang Song, He, Henry Yu, those people are involved in that use case, and we should probably try to link you with those contacts so that they're not suddenly doing their own thing, basically.
That'd be good, Ben,
apprised of what's going on here.
you and I can exchange the mail afterwards and I get
yeah, sure.
context from you.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I've uploaded up. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Thanks very much, Ben.
Okay, any other questions for the CPS team?
I have a question. Dana, could you also include into the wiki page, attach the Postman collection and the Docker Compose file you use for the demo that I could reproduce, for example? That
yeah,
demo,
sure. I have a Postman collection. Yeah. I need to check with what the latest is for the Docker. I think we have a slightly modified file for this actual demo, but I'll source that for you. No problem. I'll include that on the in the demo as well, or on the page as well. Yeah, Postman collection and Docker file.
Cool. Yeah,
we'll do that.
Great.
No problem.
Thanks.
Okay, are there any other questions for the team? You also gave a demo at the CPS team meeting, is that right? A similar demo? Is that when you first recorded it?
I did, yes. Yes, we did, yeah.
Okay. And did you have other...
There wasn't more. Yeah, the main difference there, we're doing it live and we're doing also a little bit experimenting at that time. But we have a recording of that as well, yeah.
Did you have other use case people there, or was it just the CPS team?
No, that was mainly the CPS team and Ericsson stakeholders.
Okay.
And Bell.
Gotcha. Okay, great. If you send me these slides, and do you have the video here? I can, this video that you showed, I can also upload it to the page.
Yeah, it's on the link there. The both the slide pack and the video are available on that link. I'll just put in the chat.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, great. All right. If there are no other questions, then we'll call it here for today. Thank you everybody for attending, and I hope you found this useful. Have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. Thanks everybody for attending. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.